This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Last week, Cincinnati labor lawyer Rob Richardson made it official. He's running for Ohio treasurer. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about his entry into the race. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
We should point out that we will also be continuing to bring coverage from Las Vegas, where there has been a mass shooting, 50 people dead, more than 200 wounded there. That story will continue throughout the morning here on 91.7. But back to the race for Ohio treasurer with Rob Richardson. Do you think he has a realistic chance?
He has a realistic chance as much as any other Democratic candidate for statewide office. I mean, they're all going uphill. Because in the last two statewide elections, in 2014, 2010, they were wiped out. And they need to make a comeback, and they need strong candidates. And they probably need different kinds of candidates, of which Rob Richardson is probably a good example.
So why is he doing this?
He's doing it because I think he wants to serve. I mean, he wants to be in elected office. He ran for mayor of the city of Cincinnati in the primary. He only got 20% of the vote. He came in third out of three candidates. It was his first time on the ballot. It was a very, very low turnout election, about 11%. But he got 20%, and that was not enough for him. He wanted to go on, and he was recruited. Particularly by David Pepper, the chairman of the Ohio Democratic Party, to run as a statewide candidate because he was impressed by Richardson and his performance as a mayoral candidate.
So is there anything in Richardson's background that prepares him to be state treasurer?
I suppose. I mean, he was, you know, the chairman of the University of Cincinnati Board of Trustees, which made him responsible for a very large amount of money. And part of that job, too, is investing the money that comes into the university. And that's the state treasurer's job, essentially. But, you know, he has enough experience, I think, you know, to be able to handle that kind of a job. Most people that take over the statewide offices have no direct experience in those offices. You know, obviously, they're new to it.
Does he, not many Democratic statewide candidates have come from Cincinnati in recent years. Why do you think that is?
Well, mainly because for many years, for many decades, Cincinnati and Southwest Ohio was not considered a very good Democratic area. And it wasn't producing many candidates. I mean, it had David Pepper, who ran for auditor and for attorney general and lost both times. Connie Pillage, 4 years ago, lost the state treasurer's race, but now she's running as a Democratic candidate for governor. But there's not that many. But, you know, I think that's going to change.
Why do you think a surge in Democrats from Cincinnati now?
It's going to change because Cincinnati and Hamilton County has changed. This is becoming a blue county. It went for Barack Obama twice. It went for Hillary Clinton. More and more Democrats are getting elected to office. The county commission is majority Democrat. The city council. Democrats have a distinct advantage. They're running nine candidates where the Republicans are only running three. And I think that there's a young generation of Democrats in Hamilton County, in Cincinnati, who are up and comers.
Howard, I can't let you go without talking about last week's Tales from the Trail.
Yeah.
Barbara Bush eating a cheese cone.
Yes, indeed. It was a sight to see. And if you haven't read it, I think you might get a laugh out of it.
Tales from the Trails comes out every Saturday morning at WVXU.org. And, of course, all of them are archived there if you'd like to give them a read. Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.